Lou Manfredini here. Do you have cracked or sunken concrete areas around your home? Call PermaSeal for a free estimate. Don't replace it, raise it. Call 800-421-7325 or visit permaseal.net.
Levante Stewart is the executive director of Lost Boys. I heard John Hansen talking to Bob Surratt today because you were featured in Black Club Chicago. Levante, tell everybody what Lost Boys is all about.
Absolutely. Hi, Lisa, and thanks for having me on. And that is a heck of a question. It's hard to say that you're going to work somewhere and you haven't gotten a check and don't know when the next one might be coming.
Yeah.
So Lost Boys is a sports-based youth development organization based in South Shore, but present in South Shore, Roseland, specifically Oakdale Gardens, and North Lawndale in partnership with UCAN and the North Lawndale Athletic Association. So we've been at this, Lisa, for 17 years. I started this out of my house. I was just a little league coach at the time in South Shore Little League, and the league had folded, and I wanted to keep going with the boys because we had experienced a really traumatic incident outside at the field. And so around that time, I was really understanding how desensitized our children had become to gun violence. And in trying to figure out how do I get donations, I ended up creating a not-for-profit. And in that, it challenged me with determining a mission, a vision, and I knew that the children had a little more need. Being the son of a teacher, I found that need in development, in specific developmental areas. And so that's when we started focusing our programs on the healthy development of young people. And so we're talking like emotional intelligence, we're talking civic engagement, we're talking cultural enrichment, academics, exposure to other recreational opportunities, what I call non-traditional. So, you know, maritime-based activities, hiking, climbing, camping. So these are things that were the normal when I was growing up in the 80s and 90s, and I've really seen a move away from it in American life, specifically here in Chicago. So that's what Lost Boys was all about, built on the platforms of organized baseball and girls' fast-pitch softball.
And, of course, you engage with kids who are at risk. These are kids who, like you said, see way too much violence in their neighborhoods. It's not unusual for them to go to a funeral of someone their age who has been shot. And something like this brings them together and shows them that, guess what, there's better opportunity out there. So what has happened that you've lost funding? Why is it such a struggle these days?
So, you know, Lisa, it may seem a little melodramatic to some, but, and it's not, you know, one of the first things I want to say, it's not a fiscal mismanagement issue. It's just the changing nature of nonprofits and our funding sources. The funding sources of nonprofits are very cyclic in nature, whether it's private money, whether it's public money. And so for Lost Boys, for the first 13 years of our existence, we lived only on private dollars. And part of that was because I worked in state government and I didn't want any kind of even perception of, you know, well, the only reason he got money for his organization is because he works, you know, for the legislature. Right. So I waited until I resigned and I started doing this full time. And we, for the first time in 2022, went after state funding. And we were awarded three distinct state grants, one in IDHS and two in ICJA, which stands for Illinois Criminal Information Justice Authority. Those amounts brought us to about $1.2 million in new revenue. Prior to that, we were consistently between $600,000 to $800,000 in revenue, annual revenue. This opened up the world to us, Lisa. We were able to really move the organization to the level that it deserved to be at to properly service our community and the children that we work with. And so, you know, we were really happy for these last 4 years, but we also knew that that was driven by federal COVID dollars or ARPA dollars, American Recovery Plan Act. And we knew it was temporary money. We knew that. But we also were under the impression that all these levels of government and private giving, you know, sustainability was going to be a collective thought. How do we keep things at all of these levels once this infusion of dollars is going away? And that's not to place blame on anyone, right? That is not what I'm doing at all. And so what we're seeing now is like a tide that's drawing back in the water. And so these grants are changing and disappearing. And it's just not a big window to get prepared for it. For any listener who says, well, you knew it wasn't going to last forever, why didn't you get ahead of this? That's the downside of also being a nonprofit that gives grants, especially government grants. The window of knowing when these dollars are going to be available to apply for is a very small window, Lisa. We're talking 60 to 90 days. And then when it's out, you got about 30 days to write it. And then if there's about another 60 days while they determine who's going to be awarded the money. And then there's like another 30 to 60 days before you start seeing any of it. So if you start adding this up.
Where we are right now, I just want to move this along because I want to get in a pitch for you before we get to news time. So you actually have coaches and mentors who are coming to work who have not been paid in any form or fashion since July 1st.
That's correct.
Those are people committed because they know this program is making a difference, not just in those individual kids' lives, but I would imagine overall in the communities that you serve, right?
Absolutely, and that's the reason everybody is still showing up every day and hopeful that we're going to get this together and pull things back together. People are emotionally and physically invested in this, and they've seen benefit in their own lives, right? Our workers have improved the quality of their lives through working for Lost Boys, because we're not just focused on the children, we're focused on their parents, we're focused on our workers, we're focused on the entire community as a whole.
Well, I truly hope that people will reach out and help you get back to the levels you need to serve all the kids and the families and the people in your community that you do. So back to some private donations, right? How can people find you and how can people volunteer, contribute in some form or fashion?
Yes, and thank you, Lisa. And people can find us on our website at www.lostboyswithaz.org. They can also find our social handles. We're on all major platforms, Lost Boys, B-O-Y-Z, Inc., I-N-C. And, you know, for your listeners, just look us up. Look at the history. Look at the work we've done. And, you know, I think that they'll see this is a Chicago institution worth saving.
Absolutely.
And we would be extremely grateful to Chicago for whatever help they can give us.
Hang in there. Keep up the good work.
Thank you, Lisa. Hopefully you have me back on when we recover so I can tell you how we made it over the hump.
Absolutely. That's LaVonte Stewart, Executive Director of Lost Boys, Inc.